today. Open your Bibles, if you would, this morning to the book of John is where we'll be reading from in the fifth chapter. While you pray for a few minutes for us today, that God would just give us a word that would come by your house and just bless you this morning. And God knows what you're going through. He knows where you're at, and he knows the burdens that you're carrying today. And we certainly want the Lord to have his way in our service this morning. Sister Kathy, if you leave before, stick around after church, I'd like to talk to you about Charlie for just a few moments this morning. And church, let's pray for him. Let's pray for that family this morning. In the book of John, in the fifth chapter, go with me down to verses 24 through 30 is where we'll be reading at. John chapter 5, starting at verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. And he shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and that they hear, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father have life in himself, so have he given to the Son to have life in himself, and have given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. And stop reading there with that 20. Let's read verse 30. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. And stop reading there, verse 30. And I appreciate those that stood for the word of the Lord. Today I'd like to bring to you a message about the resurrections, because they are many. Many folks would have you to believe that there's only one resurrection. But in our scripture reading, we find out that there is two resurrections that he said, that he talks about here today. In fact, I want to go beyond that and say there's three resurrections that we as people, your people and mine, will face in our lifetimes. The Bible teaches us that there'll be a resurrection of the just and the unjust. That there'll be a resurrection of those that's done good unto life everlasting, and those that's done evil unto damnation. There'll be a resurrection of the saved and the lost. We're all getting up, and all will face an eternity somewhere. All souls, the Bible teaches us in the book of Luke in the 20th chapter, verses 34 through 38, that all souls will live eternally, either in heaven or in hell. Every one of us has got an appointment that we cannot break. An appointment that death is going to call and take us all out of this world. It is not following us, but we are proceeding toward death. Many of us, as we get older, we realize that death is just a few steps away. Many of us realize that we're coming to that point in our life that at any time God could call and we could leave this world. I hope you're ready this morning when that call comes. There is a fallacy in our land today that's being taught that all are going to heaven. It's being preached from pulpits across America, but it is a lie straight from the devil and the midst of hell. Because not everybody is going to heaven. Only those that have believed upon the Lord Jesus Christ are going to make that crossing with a shout and a praise. You talk about a praise report. Let me give you one this morning. When I leave this world, I get to go to heaven. Isn't that something to praise Him for today? I get to go because Jesus paid the price for me to go and live eternally in that place of heaven above. When this life we face a spiritual death. We face a physical death. And even an eternal death is out there in front of us. Two of these we have a choice in. The outcome. We have a choice in our spiritual death. Whether we die on this side. Or we die after death has come. And we die and we die. But yet we never die. It's eternal. Physical death, we have no choice in it. Just as I was born, Job said in the 14th chapter, man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. He tells us that in His word, as a flower comes forth and blooms, it soon will fade away. Like a vapor that appeareth and then you seeth it not. Our lives, how many of us can look back over our life and say, where did the years go? They've gone by so fast. And it is true that the older we get, the faster they go. I wish they would slow down. But yet, they're going faster. The days just disappear so quick. But there's the physical death that we have no choice in. But there's an eternal death that we can elude if we will call upon Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Many people are leaving this world lost and undone without God. And they are facing that eternal death. To where they'll find no life. In fact, the Bible says that there is weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth in that awful place of eternal death. But nobody has to go there. If people go to hell, it'll be because they choose to go to hell. And I don't believe anybody in their right mind wants to go to that awful place. Only the fool have said in his heart that there is no God. Aren't you glad that you realize that God loves you and that He allowed His Son to die on Calvary, that you wouldn't have to go to that awful place for eternity? We're going to a place because we have had part in Christ Jesus, who He says in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, is the first fruits of the resurrection. Many of us today, we sing that song, because He lives, I can live also. If they come and tell you, you get a phone call that I've died, don't you believe it. I'm not dead. I've already died. I'm just asleep for a few days under the altar of God. And then I'll be alive eternally around the throne, singing and shouting and praising the Lord while the ages roll on. And won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear, I believe that we've never really worshiped like we're going to worship. Rachel said she was a mess this morning. Folks, let me tell you, when I think about what we've got waiting over there, I become a mess. Because I know that I don't deserve to go. But I'm thankful on a Saturday night God called my name and invited me to have part in that spiritual resurrection. I died out to sin. And you say, where did the death take place? At an altar of prayer. How many of you remember the night you prayed through? And the answer, the burden was lifted. And you felt like you was a new person because you didn't have to worry about death anymore. You not only felt like you was a new person, you are a new person in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And because of that, he says in Revelation 20:6, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection, because on such the second death hath no power. It has no dominion. Death can't touch me. I'm going to brag on the Lord this morning that I am death proof. Death can't take me. You say, but death is taking us all. This body's going to die, but that soul inside will live eternally. That ought to make your soul want to do a flip-flop this morning. To know that even though the body's going back to the dust from which it came, God is going to come and get that soul. And it's going to take flight to heaven. And it will rest there until that day when the trump of God shall sound, declaring that time shall be no more. And Brother Ron, if you're alive on that day and I preceded you in death, you'll see me coming on the clouds of glory. I'm coming not as a soul, but I'm coming to get a glorified body likened unto God himself. And I need it today, because this body is wearing out. How many of you today realize you're wearing out? Can't do what we used to do. Don't have stamina like we used to have. Don't have energy or strength like we used to have. But Lord, when he shows up, I feel like I could just about take on anything the devil throws at me, because greater is he that is in us than he that's in this world. Brother Lloyd got happy on Wednesday night, even with his back trouble. When the Lord shows up, we forget about all the pains and the aches. He lifts us up. Has anybody else ever been lifted up by the Lord when you were so low? You felt like the end was just around the corner. You felt like the weight was so strong that there was no way you was going to make it through it. But then, praise his holy name, God showed up in the midst of the pre-op, in the midst of the surgery and after surgery. God come by and strengthened you and gave you all that you had need of. Just as there are three deaths that we face, there are three resurrections. There's a resurrection of the spiritual part. I've already died out, and I was resurrected to walk in the newness of life. I've already experienced resurrection. People say, how do you know Jesus is alive? Because I am part of the first fruits. I am part of his resurrection. Because he lives, I live also. I've already resurrected. I laid off the old man, and I put on the new. You say, are you saying you're perfect? None of us are. But I remember the time and I remember the place that I had that resurrection. The old man died out and a new man was born. A new man that the heart of stone was taken out and a heart of flesh was put in. I like Brother Jim Holcomb's testimony, not to pick on him or to embarrass him, but I wasn't as mean as Brother Holcomb. And he'll tell you that. But I still needed to be saved. And the same man that changed Jim Holcomb, he changed me. Hallelujah. I'm not the one I used to be. I'm a brand new person in Jesus Christ. I don't worry about the world. I don't worry about fame or fortune. I've got my name written on the best marquee that you could have, because I've got it written on the Lamb's Book of Life. And it's there, and the devil and all of his angels can't take it away. Blessed be the Lord. Because they didn't put it there, God put it there, and the devil ain't got enough power to take back what God has done for us. How many of you know once you're saved, God saved you for eternity? I get a lot of heat about preaching once saved, always saved. But let me testify. There's been many a times I've had to go back to the altar and pray. But I've never had to go back and say, Lord, would you save me? Because I remember well the day that the Lord saved my dying soul and made me part of His great kingdom. I failed Him. I've let Him down. But He said it like this, Brother Les. He said, no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand and my hand, and my Father is greater than I am. You see, I'm not kept by my own power. I'm kept by a higher power. God keeps me. You say, how did you get resurrected spiritually? He saved me, and then He put a hedge around about me where the devil can't get back in. I am sealed until the day of redemption. And then when I leave here, can I go back in history for just a minute? Back in the Old Testament and back under the law and even in history, when the king made a decree or a proclamation, they would take their ring, their signet, and they would embed it. They would seal it up and they would put wax around it. And the king would put his ring upon it, saying it's sealed and nobody is able to break that seal. Church, when God saved us, He put a seal right about us. And He put His signet upon it. I am a born again child of the living God that's been resurrected spiritually to have a new life. And if you've been saved, you got the same thing today. The physical death, none of us will evade that. The physical resurrection is coming, Brother Ott, to all of us. Every one of us. Ain't no grave going to hold my body down. Oh, that ought to make somebody want to shout on a Sunday morning. All of our saints that outstripped us and gone on, moms and dads, boys and girls, children, that's outstripped us, they're just waiting for that day when there's going to be a physical resurrection. I say this often when I preach about resurrection. All of our boys and girls that gave their life, you heard me the other Sunday, on the beaches of Normandy or in the jungles of Vietnam or in the deserts of Iraq or any Afghanistan or wherever, on the hillsides of Germany and France and all the places where our soldiers have laid down their life. Many of them that was buried there in Normandy that didn't even get to come back home to mom and dad. All the ones that's in that was taken to the edge of a ship and tossed overboard to be buried in the sea. Mom and dad don't know where they're at. Many markers in the graveyards that family can't even read because time has desecrated them and you can't hardly even figure out who's laying there. But I come to bring you hope this morning. Don't you worry. Don't you fret. God knows where every soul is at. And when He comes in the clouds, every soul's going to get up. And there's going to be a resurrection that we've never seen before, never heard of before. Because this time, everybody's getting up. You say, what about when Jesus was here? When He got up, many of the saints got up when He arose also. But it said the saints. Right? Nobody out of hell got up. But there's going to be not just a physical resurrection, but there's going to be an eternal resurrection. See, sometimes we say it like this. We say, thank God I'm saved. I get to live eternally. Lost and saved alike are going to live eternally. Every one of us are going to live eternally. We choose our own destination. We choose it. We are going to live either eternally in heaven above, or we are going to live eternally in hell and damnation. We're going to live in one of the places. People say, well, what about, Roger, what about purgatory? You know what that is? That is a myth that the devil brought through the church. You know what it was and still is? It's a money maker. I'm preaching the truth. Purgatory is a place that is taught that people's soul went to. Once they paid their sin debt, they was released. Or if you being family and the priest told you that your family went to purgatory, you could make donations to try to pay them out of purgatory. Some of the great cathedrals around the world today was built out of purgatory money. If you don't believe what I'm preaching, check it up on the history books. They were built out of death money, trying to pay for somebody's sins that you loved that left this world. How many of you know if you one of your loved ones died that they owed a sin debt? I mean, it's good doctrine if you want to believe a lie. Because people don't want to think about their people being in hell or being held in bondage. They want them to know that they're in heaven. Everybody wants your loved ones to go to heaven. There's not a person in their right mind that says, I like for my people when they die to go to hell. Nobody. And that dispels this doctrine that's out there also. Come and go to hell with me. We're going to have a big party down there. There's not a partying person there. They may have been partying on this side, but there they are in torments. They're in anguish. And you know one of the biggest torments there is, I believe, in hell, is that they'll be made to look afar off. While they're in torments, they'll see what's happening over on the other side. But they can't get out. That's what the rich man said, Brother Ray. He said, I see Lazarus over there in Father Abraham's bosom. He said, Lazarus, send Lazarus back to just by a little drop of water. He didn't ask for a pint or a quart or a gallon. He asked for a drop. But it was too late for him. As a tree falls, so shall it be. Jesus said, if you go down in your sins where I am, you cannot come. There's going to be a resurrection that's going to be eternal. I've already made my reservations. Because I chose God, I had part in that. He said, but it's passed from the death unto life in verse 24. That's the spiritual resurrection. And he says it, and the grave shall hear his voice. That's the physical death. And then he says, and they that which have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation, and they that have done good unto the resurrection of life. That's the eternal resurrection. Because once we leave, it is too late. It is too late. If we die in our sins, Jesus said, where I am, you cannot come. We have no choice. Once death has come, it's too late. How many of us are worried about our people dying before they get saved? We're worried about it because we know what the book says. You say, Roger, we'd have a bigger audience and a bigger church if you wouldn't preach so hard. Let me tell you, if you want your people to believe a lie, send them down the street. But I want my people to go to heaven. And the Bible says, if a man loves you, he will preach you the truth. Y'all say, Roger, you love us too much. But it's what we need. Wouldn't you rather hear the truth and know where you stand than you had to hear a lie and know that it was a lie? How many of you like being lied to? Not a hand goes up. You know why? I'd rather somebody tell me the truth. and tell me that there is life that I can have eternally in Jesus Christ if I would just confess Him before man. Jesus said it like this as I close. Somebody get a song. Right now. You say, man, he's on it today. Let me tell you this morning, there is nothing that is more important than which resurrection you're going to have part in. You say, I want to enjoy life and have a good time. Let me tell you today, from my personal experience as well as my brothers and sisters today, there is no better life than knowing that you are a born-again child of the living God. This is the best life. I don't know why the world is not running to get God into their life. I don't understand it. I really don't. But the devil has got so much out there to get your people in mind, to get their attention, to cause them to delay, to cause them to put off, thinking that it'll never come to them. Folks, I've got news for you. Death is coming to all of us. And death is permanent. To this body, and I don't say this jokingly, but all these bodies, yours and mine alike, is going to go back to the dust. You say, well, what kind of body are we going to have when we get over there? It's going to be a glorified body likened unto God Himself. You say, does that mean that we'll have a lot of the same things that we have while we're here? I don't know. I know that we're going to eat and we're going to drink. Yeah. You say, what are we going to have? Whatever it is, it'll be good. Amen. Some of you say, well, is there going to be marriage up there? Christ was very plain about that. There is no marriage nor giving in marriage in heaven. Some of you are going to be loosed. Amen. You're going to be set free. Oh, I'll get in trouble. I better hush. But heaven's going to have everything that we didn't have here, because we'll be in the presence of an almighty God. Don't you want to go this morning? Don't you want to go? Are you prepared for death? Or are you living on hopes and dreams and future plans? Now is the time. While God has given you an opportunity to know without a shadow of a doubt, when I die, I'm going to heaven. While we stand today, do you know Him this morning? Two of the resurrections you have a choice in. You can make that choice. Call upon Him. He said, seek me while I'm near. Call upon me, and I'll be found with you. Do you know Him this morning? I mean, really know Him. While they pause for just a minute, I ask you today, is there a time that you can go back to that you knelt at an altar of prayer and you asked God to save you? Is there a time that you felt that that burden was lifted and you was resurrected to walk in the newness of life? Or are you just a church member? One that joined the church and they told you everything was all right. One thing I will never do. I will not tell you how you stand with God. Because that's between you and God. Jesus said, I'm the judge. Talking about Himself. And He says, I can judge because my Father gave me that authority. Today, nobody else can tell you whether you're saved or lost. It's between you and God. And if you have never committed your heart and life to Him, I ask you from the depths of my heart, won't you consider the Lord today and have that resurrection choice of how you're going to get up? How you're going to get up? One last verse. Without Him, I'd be nothing. Just a sinner headed for hell. But because of Him, I am one of His on my way home. Why don't you call upon Him this morning? Yes.
But with Jesus, thank God, I'm saved.
Yeah, come right on in. Amen. The ladies come today and she just, you know, there's a lot of things that happen to us in our life. There's a lot of things that we may forget, a lot of things that time erases the memories of. And she said she just wanted to come talk to me. And I looked her straight in the eyes and say, have you ever asked the Lord to save you? And June, you were here with me. And you know how you can get the witness today? Yeah. When somebody has an experience, yeah. Her eyes told the story. Yeah, we may forget a lot of things, but I believe that there's one thing that will stay with us. We may get confused about things, but let me feel the presence of the Lord, and then we'll see what God has done. And I thank the Lord for you coming this morning. You're a great testimony. That she said it was a long time ago that she gave her heart to the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. It's something that people say, why do y'all cry so much? It's because of joy. Amen. I've got joy, joy, joy down in my heart. And I hope you've got it today. Remember one another. Certainly come back tonight at 6 o'clock for our evening service. And I hope to see each and every one of you back with us tonight. And I'm looking forward to seeing you back with us tonight. All right? Everybody will get you a good lunch, get you a nap if you need it. And come back tonight looking for the Lord to bless us in a mighty way. God bless you today.